Welcome back to Caring About Your Health on HealthBeat Radio, part of the Lucy Network. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Karen Hummel, your host, and today I am interviewing Alicia Kirschenheider. Did I get that right, Alicia?
You got it perfect.
Great. Thank you. Thanks so much for being here today.
A pleasure.
Now, Alicia is the owner of Evolution Total Wellness, Inc., located in New York, and she has a vast experience in the wellness and fitness industries. She's a certified personal trainer, actually an advanced certified trainer, an in-demand personal trainer, and fitness coach. She's also a certified weight and lifestyle management consultant. So I know, Alicia, I understand that you're starting kind of a new spinoff to your business with Destination Vacations. Is that correct?
I am. I recently developed a program through a brief comedy of errors because I was contacted by a travel company to do a health and wellness cruise. And while the listeners may not know me very well, people who do know that I hate to do things that have already been done. So I always like to put my own spin on things. And so my thought process was, well, why not give people an opportunity not just to go on a health and wellness cruise, but give them an opportunity to really make a healthy lifestyle change. And my experience has been is that by providing people support and an opportunity to work with a professional and have some guidance, they really make long-lasting changes. So the program I developed is a destination wellness program collaboration with different retreats, spas, and resorts to provide fitness coaching services 4 to 6 weeks prior to that person ever going or setting foot on their soil, and then be able to provide a post-coaching service once they leave. And by doing that, you're helping people generate their wellness vision, helping them generate smaller attainable goals that they can really focus on when they go to the resort and really make the most of that experience, and then hopefully carry it with them when they leave. Stay on target, stick with the things that they learn, and make it a cooperation both between hopefully their success as well as the support from the resort or the retreat, and really make it an interactive, long-lasting experience.
That is wonderful. I'm surprised no one's thought of doing that yet.
You know, my experience has been is that there are a couple of places that are offering working with people on site, on their site, meaning before they ever go on a retreat. So there are some travel companies that are offering working with a personal trainer, but you have to do that locally. So if you're not local, then that doesn't work. My service is the coaching program can be done via internet, via phone. A lot of my personal coaching clients actually are via Skype. For some reason, they want to put a face with my voice. I don't know why, but so it allows people to really do it from anywhere. And then going further, if it's something where it's a group of people who want to get involved, I've been asked if I would actually go to the resort and meet with them and do on-premise coaching and really tie the whole thing together. So, you know, no pun intended, it's kind of been an evolution, and I really think it's going to make some really great changes.
That is great. It's great you stay with them, too, after the actual vacation or event.
Well, yeah, I think as a professional, so much of what we do is about support and, being there to help people through their different crises. That's why I never really, you know, for me, just being a trainer was great, but I always didn't care for that. You know, I leave them after an hour and kind of send them on their way and let them do their own thing, and hopefully that they've learned to do some stuff while they're with me for the hour. I never really liked that. For me, I wanted it to be much more about a relationship and much more about just doing exercise. You know, it had to be about the mind-body connection. It had to be about how did you get here in the first place and how can I help you move forward on a long-term path. So that's really how I evolved as a wellness professional also.
When you say mind-body, what does that mean to you, that mind-body connection?
Mind-body is actually a term that gets thrown around pretty good these days. And
it's true.
You know, there are a lot of different fitness terms that are getting thrown around these days, I think. But the mind-body connection really simply means the connection between your physical health and your state of mind. It's basically, in a nutshell, if you're positive in your physical health, meaning you feel good, you're active, you're doing well, then chances are good your mental health is positive, that you're having, you know, good positive outlook, you're having good emotions, and vice versa. And we all know that, you know, even the basic and simplest forms, when you're having sort of a cruddy day and you feel bad emotionally, you're stressed out, your body responds to that. So the mind-body connection is really providing a positive experience for both things and learning that one really does impact the other.
That is so true. It's so true. If you're having a bad day, you physically don't feel good, you mentally don't, you know, they just connect. Now, I saw something else on your bio, simple wellness. What is simple wellness?
Simple wellness is my take on wellness. I think that as we go forward, the word wellness gets thrown around pretty good also, and it seems to be sort of the new word fitness. And a lot of people don't have any idea what wellness is. They don't understand the concept. They just think, oh, well, you know, it just means sort of just being healthy. And in some respects, it does. Simple wellness for me is my theory and my practice theory of keeping the pursuit of being healthy, happy, and emotionally balanced simple. It's making small, manageable, healthy changes that are fun, that are successful, and that will last for the client. My experience is if you give somebody something to do that they hate, they're not going to do it. It makes exercise and fitness a chore, a task. Who wants to do that? It's like when you were a kid, you know, and your mother said to you, you have to make your bed. Well, I didn't ever want to make my bed. It was a chore. It was a task. And people have the same opinion a lot of times about health and wellness and fitness. So keeping it simple, keeping it manageable, keeping it fun, keeping it something that people want to do and like to do, is really the basis of my practice.
It's so true, and you're so right. I get a lot of clients that say, oh, I have to eat carrot sticks and celery all day, and I have to go to the gym, and I have to do this. And they're very focused on what they have to do. How do you change their mindset to focus on what they can do? And
I think it's a change from, you know, again, it's a change of outlook. It's a change from going to being fitness and wellness minded that, it's horrible and I hate it. So maybe you're doing the wrong thing. For me, you know, working with my clients in what it is they like to do is a big difference. It means, oh God, I have to go lift weights today. I hate to lift weights. Well, if you hate to lift weights, then why would you do it? You know, let's focus on the things that you like. If you love to swim, focus on swimming. If you love to dance, let's work dancing into your routine. I'm not saying that with every client there isn't going to be something that, you know, they have to do that they're not happy about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going from eating the whole bag of Oreos to maybe eating 3 Oreos, some people are not always happy about that. but it's really, you know, trying to get them to have the best time with it. And then when they have the best time with it, it becomes fun. And when something's fun, you want to make it a part of your life.
Now, what do you think the first step is for your clients to getting on a healthy lifestyle plan?
For me, my clients, it has to be a state of readiness. They have to be ready to change their life. Doing anything half-heartedly, so never works. Never works. If you go into anything with half a commitment, it doesn't work. So for me, there's definitely a conversation with my clients before we ever start any program about how they got to where they want to start now. Some people will say, you know, this has been a lifelong problem for me, and I've had enough.
Uh-huh.
I've decided that I have had enough. Some people will say, my wife wants me to lose 10 pounds. That person isn't doing it for themselves. That means that potentially they may not be ready for change. If you're not ready for change, you're going to fight it, and it's not going to be something that's successful.
Yes. I've found kind of what you're alluding to is the why. I mean, why am I doing this? What's
mm-hmm.
that major why in my life that I need to fix this?
Mm-hmm.
Now. It's time, and that they can keep using that as inspiration.
Yeah, there has to be that level of commitment. There has to be that conscious, I need to do this for the right reasons. And by saying the right reasons, I don't mean my reasons. I mean, everybody's reasons are individual, but they have to be important enough to them that it's going to motivate them to change and to stay there. And the truth of the matter is I've had clients that were not ready to do this. And, you know, we've had the conversation that you need to really soul search a little bit more about what the benefit is going to be for you to do this. Because if you're really doing it for somebody else, or you're doing it for just sort of a, you know, superficial appearance type situation, it's not going to last. It's not. You're not going to go from exercise and fitness and wellness being a task to exercise and fitness and wellness being a part of my life. It's not the right mindset. It's not the right time.
That's upstanding that you do that. I know there's a lot of people out there that would just follow the money trail and mm-hmm. get people started, even though they know from the get-go that person won't be successful, more than likely. So I commend you for doing that in your business.
I give you some motivation, Karen. The truth of the matter is I'm a better wellness professional than I ever was a business person.
That's great. I think it's a good thing.
And I was going to say, you know, to my benefit or to my detriment, I'm not sure which, but, you know, I'm just sort of an honest wellness professional. I want people to succeed. That's the reason I did this. It's the reason I came to this profession. And I believe that there are a lot of, you know, wellness professionals, health professionals, trainers, fitness professionals, that this is, you know, preying, and I say preying on people for their money, but it's a business for them. You know, uh-huh. they may not have that sort of emotional tie-in to their clients. And, you know, that's important. You need to have that. As a client, you need to have that trust relationship with your, you know, with whoever your professional is.
That's true. You want a level of concern and empathy when you're your client and someone's helping
mm-hmm.
you. So important. I think in the long run, those of us who want to serve our clients will end up ahead.
I hope so. You know, I definitely have, you know, I've had experiences with other, you know, wellness professionals, and we don't necessarily see eye to eye. I actually had a client tell me that I was the anti-wellness professional, which I thought was kind of funny.
That is odd. What did she mean, or he mean?
She just thought it was so, I guess she had had other experiences with other trainers, and at the time I was really just her personal trainer. We were not doing any coaching. It was sort of a number of years ago. And, you know, I was doing follow-ups with her and checking in on her and sending her emails and wanting to make sure that, you know, everything was good. And she just thought it was so funny. She said, you were like the anti-fitness professional, because I guess in her mind and her experience, she had not had other people do that for her. So I thought that was very, very funny, but that's one of those things that sticks with you.
Yeah, that's a great compliment.
I thought so. I wasn't sure at the time, but now I am.
Now, as far as fitness goes, I know you have a kind of a list of no-nos for people.
I do. There are a couple of fitness no-nos that I try to work with my clients, because I think there's a ton of information out there about wellness and fitness. And I think when you see that much information, you know, the internet is a wonderful place, but there is so much to sift through. And I think a lot of it may not necessarily be correct, or it may not necessarily be correct for that person at that time in their life. So some of the things that I work on with my clients are kind of, you know, points that I try to get them in the direction to go before we start. And the first kind of no-no that I have is somebody starting a fitness plan without a vision. So you decide that you want to be healthier, but you don't actually know what that looks like. You have to sort of have a concrete goal in order to reach it. So for me, the first thing that I do with my client is you need to have some sort of concrete vision of what success looks like. And it doesn't mean success. You know, there's a long-term success and a short-term success, but what does your vision of healthy look like? Because without that, start making all of these changes, how do you know if you've succeeded or not? So my first big no-no is never go into a fitness program or a change of life program without ever knowing what success looks like.
That's good advice for people.
Yeah, the second one that I try to work with people is it's not necessary to always look at the big picture, but to have small, sustainable goals in mind. So your overall wellness goal may be, I want to be healthy, I want to reduce my stress, I want to be a size 8, and I want to have that inner peace, that inner calm. Well, that's great, but what are the small goals going to be that are going to get you there?
So those small, you need to sort of have small steps in order to get to the big picture. So what I try to do, again, with my clients is set, help them set their small steps. It's not my program, per se. It really has to be their goals. So their first goal may be coming to the first session with me. Their second goal may be making a small change to their diet or making a small change to their fitness routine, whatever it is. But those small goals equal that big picture. So again, it's really just having concrete direction.
That's smart. If you don't have a map, you're never going to get there.
Precisely. The next one, never tackle it all at once. It's great to want to change, you know, and anybody who joins the gym on January 1st knows this. You go in, you are gung-ho, you are full steam, you are taking every class, every body shaping class, every cardio machine you've been on three times in the same day. How long does that last? Probably till the end of January. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but we get it in our minds that we are going to get it all done, and we're going to do it in a month, and it's going to last the rest of our lives. And it doesn't work that way. It's great to have that kind of excitement and be that gung-ho about it, but it took you however long to get one direction. If you're 40 and you're now making the change of life plan, it took you 40 years to get there. It's going to take some time to get back. So never really go into anything, you know, just full steam ahead without sort of having, you know, a plan. And again, it's that map. And the last one is my favorite and usually is my client's favorite. I never tell anybody that a food is off limits. People will say to me, you're going to tell me I can't eat this. And my answer is, I'm not going to tell you you can't eat anything. What I am going to tell you is that you may need to moderate how you eat it, or how much of it you're eating. It's good to have rewards. I love Oreos. You know, good, bad, or other for me, sometimes I need three Oreos. It just is the way life works. But it's, again, the difference between eating those three Oreos and eating the whole package. So it's learning to incorporate rewards and incorporate things that you love in a healthy balance.
That's great advice, because I think when people start on a plan, they get so focused on, I can't have this, I can't have that, and then it causes a lapse because it makes you want it even more that you can't have it.
Right. So it's a matter of, you know, telling somebody that they can't have anything. Well, most people act like they're kids. The more you tell them that they can't have something, the more the likelihood of it is that they want it.
I agree. It's so funny how it works. Now, how do you tell your clients to incorporate more activity in their day?
Basically, it's a matter of consciousness. So for a lot of people, they're very set into their schedules. They really have their day planned out. They have to go to 5 meetings. They have to do 10 things. To incorporate activity means you have to make it a priority. So in order to make it a priority, you have to make yourself a priority. So basically what I tell people to do is actually make a meeting and a schedule for themselves where you're willing to schedule picking the kids up at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. You have a meeting, you have to cook dinner, you have to do this, you have to do that. Well, you need to make the same schedule for yourself. You may need to schedule that half an hour into your life every day where it's your time because you're the priority.
Good advice. I tell my clients to do the same thing. You take the time to brush your teeth and shower.
Exactly. You know, I had somebody tell me once, and he's actually somebody that I consider to be my mentor. And his answer to me was, if you continue to fill the cups of others and never fill your own cup, at some point you run out. And I thought to myself, that was really kind of an interesting piece of advice, because it's true. The more you want to give and give and give and give and give and do all these things, the more you need to be able to replenish yourself. Otherwise, there's really nothing left to give.
That is so true. Well, thank you so much for being on, Alicia. I have to cut to a break. I think the best place for people to find you is LinkedIn. Is that correct?
Yeah. Unfortunately, my own website is currently under construction, although it is there and there is some information. But LinkedIn is a great place to get bio information about me and my company, and see some of the pieces that I've written for different publications as well.
Great. And they can find you at Evolution Total Wellness, correct?
Evolution Total Wellness is the company. DailyEvolution.com is the website.
Great. Thanks again.
A pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
You're listening to Karen About Your Health on Health Beat Radio.